It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. Many school parents in Lakewood, New Jersey, were taken by surprise on Monday morning when they were told that students participating in the district's summer programs should make alternate plans. Administrators said that a funding shortfall would force Lakewood schools to shut down. Less than 12 hours later, the schools were back open. So what's happening to the schools in New Jersey's fastest growing municipality? We're joined by Stacy Bartschanger. She's a reporter for USA Today's New Jersey Network. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, Stacy, what exactly happened on Monday?
So the Lakewood Board of Education called an emergency meeting, and the board voted to void a budget that it had passed a week earlier, which essentially meant that the schools had to close. 1,000 kids, mostly who have special education programs, had to stay home.
On Monday afternoon, the Murphy administration promised a $36 million loan to the district, which allowed the schools to reopen. And some critics have said that the one-day shutdown was just a publicity stunt. What's behind those claims?
You know, the people who say that it is a stunt point to the fact that the district just a week earlier had approved a budget, and they knew that it wasn't completely funded because there was this $30 million promise that they were banking on that didn't come through from the state. And instead of operating schools for as long as possible with the money that they had, they decided to shut down the schools for a single day.
Stacy, why is the school district so cash-strapped that closing schools is even being considered, especially given the enormous population boom in the town? It's got a huge Orthodox Jewish population and a large number of yeshivas.
It's really an interesting dynamic, and Lakewood is unique. There are 6,000 public school kids, but more than 32,000 private school kids. And most people say, well, okay, private school kids, you know, they aren't a responsibility of taxpayers. But in New Jersey, public school districts get some money based on their enrollment. The state also obligates the district to pay for things like transportation and nursing and security for private school kids. So in a district like Lakewood, where you have this quickly growing number of private school kids, that's not taken into account when the district gets money through the state funding formula. So it leads to an imbalance and a deficit that we have seen, you know, grow and grow each year.
Stacy Bartschanger is a reporter for USA Today's New Jersey Network. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.